Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Busted.
Fellas, try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function.
No, there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration. Number one.
Tonight, breaking news, President Biden to build more of the border wall after campaigning against it. How does the White House explain this? The U.S. restarting deportations to Venezuela.
As the immigration crisis grows, President Biden breaks a campaign promise, but insists he had no choice.
Tonight, the major reversal by the Biden administration on the border wall and the president saying he has no way to stop it. The administration bypassing 26 federal laws to speed up construction of the border wall, despite President Biden's vow not to build another foot during the 2020 campaign.
No, there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration. Number one.
What's the story here? Well, if you ask every single person outside of the White House, they believe that the president has completely reversed himself, which, can I say this? I don't mind when people change their minds. I don't mind when people adapt to a changing reality or come to an epiphany and discover, you know what, I was completely wrong about that thing, and I'm sorry, I was, because, hey, that's how you get smarter. If you never change your mind about something, you never get any smarter. You ever think about that? Like, changing your mind is evidence you're getting smarter. And my goal has always been, I hope it's your goal too, your goal should always be to be smarter tomorrow, not to continually wage war to prove that you were smarter yesterday. You know anybody that's talking about? Some people who can never, ever admit that they were wrong. They always do everything perfect every single time. Baloney. We all make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. So I would be, honestly, first of all, as somebody who believes in the concept of a border barrier or a border wall, I'm glad the Biden administration's building one. And if you ask everybody outside of the White House, that's what's happening. They're building the border wall. They're reversing and going against the campaign pledge and promise that he made repeatedly in his opposition to Trump's border wall. But the White House doesn't see it that way. The White House doesn't think that they're changing anything. They can't stop the thing that Congress has funded, and so it's not a change of policy. They're just doing what they have to do.
I tried to get them to reappropriate, to redirect that money. They didn't. They wouldn't. And in the meantime, there's nothing under the law other than they have to use the money for what it was appropriated. I can't stop that.
Do you believe the border wall works?
No.
So he says he believes the border wall doesn't work, but he has to go through with this because that's where the money is funding or whatever. Of course, that doesn't really explain the waiving of all of these different laws in order to make this happen, or the idea that it's going to happen right at the place where some of the highest number of border crossings has taken place. But it's seriously, the White House is in denial. Everybody recognizes this as a complete ideological reversal, and the White House is like, no, no, it's not.
You pledged not to build another foot of border wall. What changed?
Thank you so much.
That's it. Come on, out of there. Out of there. We're done asking questions now. No more. And you even get this, like, Corinne Jean-Pierre. And I have told you, I don't watch the White House press conference anymore. It just makes me too angry. She's so bad. She is so bad as a press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, because it's not just, like, an inability to defend the policies well. It's this kind of weird, unjustified contempt. Now, press secretaries often have contempt. That's not all that new. But at least often in the past, you had the idea like it was contempt where at least it was kind of rooted in you had some, you know, you had very qualified people. You know, I thought Jen Psaki, you know, very qualified. I didn't agree with her a lot, but that's okay. She's defending the administration, okay? Jay Carney, Sarah Sanders. I mean, go back in time. You know, White House press secretary's job is to communicate information and to fight, if they need to, with the press. But Corinne Jean-Pierre, like, every time a challenge comes up, she just gets into this slow mansplain mode that's so obnoxious.
But why now? For instance, these funds have been available since Biden took office. Why at this
time? Why now? Why these funds have been available since President Biden took office? Why now?
Why at this time?
We have to comply by law to get this done. And that's what you're seeing happening right now.
Okay. So you could see this one of three ways. You could see this as the Biden administration completely caving and reversing itself because they can't control the border and they know that coming up in the election next year, this is going to be a problem for them. Possibility number one. Possibility number two, they have caved in practice, but they're not willing to admit it out loud because they don't want to say the thing that they're actually doing. They want to pretend that there's some distinction between what they're saying and what they're doing. Okay. Possibility number three, possibility number three is, look, I have to do this. I can't stop this. I'm just doing what the law requires, which weirdly would be something I'd praise Biden for, because that would mean he's not engaging in executive overreach. Like, he's doing what he thinks the law requires him to do, even if it's against his principles. I'd rather be able to credit him for changing his mind, but if I have to credit him for doing what he feels he can't get out of doing, I mean, there's also praise to be had there. In any case, take the win. We're getting more border wall. 716 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay. It looks like Corey Station is, it's still very slow getting in, but not backed up, not like it was anyway. It is backed up the length of Chiseway and Prieto, but it's moving now. That's good. And the train's moved from Olive and Old Palafox. So you should be able to get around that area. And just aside from that, usual areas of congestion. So use caution wherever you are. And if you have traffic tips or you want to weigh in on the border wall or tell Andrew how obnoxious he's totally not. 437-1620.
I'll take
News,
it.
You're not. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, you know, you want good advice. You want somebody who's an expert, somebody who can get the job done. We'll do whatever it takes to make sure that you get the process complete all the way to the finish line. That's Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. It's amazing. 230 homes sold last year, like averaging five a week. That's ridiculously effective, but because she's surrounded herself with people who are kind of like-minded and like-hearted and have that do whatever we need to do, spackle the nail holes if that's what it takes the night before closing, okay, we'll do it, you know, get the storm shutters taken care of even after the sale because that's what it takes, okay, fine, we'll do it. So if you want somebody like that working for you and giving you great advice, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Often the most unhealthy part of a person is their mind. People fantasize about life with a different spouse, or they entertain negative thoughts that often lead to depression, or some people think of themselves more highly than they ought. After all, no one knows what you're thinking unless you tell them. It's easy to keep secret the bad habits of the mind. Did you know that 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? Beware of thinking on things that inhibit your spiritual growth or undermine your relationship with others. Instead, capture your thoughts and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You'll be glad you did, and so will the people in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Oh! Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage in 2023. A brand new show celebrating the very best of Fleetwood Mac. A unique opportunity for fans both old and new to rediscover the songs and performances that have ensured Fleetwood Mac's place as one of the most loved groups of all time. Personally endorsed by Fleetwood Mac founding member Mick Fleetwood. Live at Pensacola Sanger Theater on November 22nd. The ultimate tribute to Fleetwood Mac. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster.com.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? Because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit atr.org/cutspending.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 722 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Dave Greenwood. He's the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. Cooler temperatures this weekend, relatively calm. What are we looking at?
We'll have a green flag posted today. I'm looking at the Gulf right now, and it's flat and calm. Kind of an emerald green hue to it, and we took down the purple flags. So the numbers of jellyfish, they're jellyfish still in the water, but
it's impossible to get stung by a jellyfish unless there's a purple flag. Is that right?
Well, unfortunately, people tend to represent a purple flag with you will get stung and a purple flag you won't get stung, but that's not the case. There are jellyfish still out there, but not in the vast numbers we saw over the past few weeks.
It's got to be... I mean, I know it's challenging to decide, like, when do we put up the purple and when do we take it down? Because you're right. I mean, people are going to think that if the purple flag is there, there's sharks and jellyfish. Ah! And suddenly if the purple flag's not there, no sharks, no jellyfish, everything's fine, nothing can happen. But that's just not the truth, right?
That's correct. I mean, as humans, we sometimes think we can control nature, and the Gulf of Mexico is a natural body of water. It's not a swimming pool. And that's sometimes what makes our job out here very challenging, because a swimming pool, you know, if you start having problems, you just close the pool and keep everybody out. But here, you know, it's when it gets to the point where we want to keep people out of harm's way, our job becomes that much more difficult.
Most definitely. Anything else you want to let us know for this weekend, Dave?
No, it's just we're looking forward to cooler fall temperatures. When I say cooler, it'll be comfortable. And we've got a triathlon going on Saturday, so expect delays. And also there's one up the east end of the beach on Sunday, so you should expect delays on that. But other than that, we look forward to having a great triathlon Saturday and into Sunday.
Outstanding. Dave Greenwood, the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, I really appreciate what you guys do. Thanks for the time this morning. Thanks for keeping us safe, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Absolutely. 724 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You've heard David Wayne mentioning this throughout the morning, and it's a good note that, you know, we do have a new IT director in Escambia County. And, you know, I personally thought that the introduction of the new IT director, it's Wes Moreno talking about Russell Clark, led to a bit of a humorous moment. This was the beginning.
I'm really excited to announce this next gentleman. Mr. Russell Clark, he is your new Chief Information Officer. He comes to us from Rutgers University. He also has a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of experience. He's also been at Princeton. He's been at some other large organizations in between. But this is going to be good for us. He's going to lead our IT department with confidence, and he's going to set the pace down there. I'm excited to announce him, Mr. Russell Clark.
And here's where it gets kind of entertaining. Russell Clark is the first voice you're going to hear. The second voice you're going to hear is Commissioner Lumen May, who is the chairman of the board right now.
It's just an exciting time for me. It's a challenge and a change, but we're going to transform the IT team to really transform what you do and meet your strategic objectives. Thank you.
Thank you and welcome. Sure. If I ever bring my phone down, don't touch it. I mean, no, that wasn't a joke. mean, that was for real.
You're always good, Lumen. You're always good.
Yeah, well.
Too soon? I've tried to tell you many times, Lumen is the funny one. 726 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And it looks like we're not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. Corey Station is, it looks like that is cleaned up just a little bit, so you're able to get in. Still a little slow in that area, but otherwise good to go. You see an accident or a slowdown, you have a traffic tip, certainly let us know. Text in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
An imprisoned Iranian human rights activist is the winner of the 2023 Nobel Peace Prize.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2023 to Narges Mohammadi.
Mohammadi being recognized for her fight against oppression for women in Iran and her fight to promote human rights and freedom for all. She's, of course, been arrested several times in Iran, had various sentences totaling more than 30 years in prison and more than 150 lashes, still in prison today. The Biden
The people who protest in dictatorial authoritarian regimes are like my superheroes. I don't know that I'd have the courage to do what they do, and I admire them for being willing to stand up for human rights, women's rights, just, you know, the right to vote, the right to free speech, with all religious freedom, all that kind of stuff. It's amazing what some of these folks endure. Go ahead, David.
Absolutely. It takes a lot of courage to do that, knowing what's going to happen because of it. The Biden administration is waiving federal laws to allow for border wall construction in Texas. The Department of Homeland Security has announced they're waiving 26 federal laws for wall construction due to the high illegal entry. And that is, of course, not a reversal. Not a reversal, as you mentioned earlier.
You know how you know it's not a reversal? They tell you it's not a reversal.
That's right. And Chicago Bears legend and NFL Hall of Famer Dick Butkus has died at the age of 80. He spent his entire career with the Bears after being drafted in 1965.
Yeah, wow, big day. And, I mean, the Bears won a game, and they lost Dick Butkus on the same day. It's very, very bad for them. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 728 on News Radio 92.3. I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show that the State of the University speech that Martha Saunders gave last week, she's the president at University of West Florida. One of the things that's coming up is next Wednesday, they're going to start their first. And remember, the legislature made this law that requires them to do a series, all the universities, to do a series of presentations, pro and con, relevant issues. Well, the one starting next Wednesday is going to be on the Electoral College. So very, very interesting. I look forward to that. I mean, I'll either go. I think you can watch it online, which would probably be more my speed. I always like to watch them online just because I can also be prepping other stuff at the same time. The other thing, and this caught me a little bit by surprise, she announced
the Sansing Sports Medicine Center is underway.
Good.
A new campus gateway is about to get started, and it will help people know when they get here they have arrived at the University of West Florida.
So I heard that, and I asked if there were any sketches or renderings, and I got sent one by the UWF communications team. They're fantastic. They're always super responsive. And the picture in your head is of a plaza that's got about 7 or 8 steps. It's gray colored with flags behind it, a big UWF and the conch shell or the Nautilus shell, I guess. Sorry, not conch. And it says University of West Florida, which it looks great. But I wondered, well, is that going to be next to the hedges? No, this is going to replace the hedges. And, you know, not to be the one to, you know, bring up controversy or whatever, but I like the hedges. And the small number of people that I kind of surveyed about that said, yeah, I know, I like the hedges too. So I don't know if there was a problem with the hedges that they needed to go, or if this is just thought to be a better thing. I, you know, for my money, I would rather keep the hedges and then put some other kind of a more official looking welcome, maybe like arches or pillars or something when you're driving north on University, that's something like that. So anyway, I've got the pictures up on the Facebook page if you want to see and if you want to text in your thoughts on this. But as a non-UWF grad, I always liked the hedges. I thought the hedges were distinctive and, you know, unique, but this is the decision that they're going with, apparently.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan has former President Trump's endorsement as the next Speaker of the House. Fox's Jack Callahan.
Trump posting on social media he's strong on crime, the borders, the military, and the Second Amendment. The House is expected to vote on a replacement for ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy next week.
The other declared candidate for Speaker, Louisiana Republican Steve Scalise, says he and Trump spoke about it.
There's a lot of interest in this race, you know, but at the end of the day, it's a lot of one-on-one conversations over the last few days I've been having with my colleagues. And a lot of introspection about how we get things back on track.
He was on Fox and Friends. The imprisoned women and human rights activist Narges Mohammadi from Iran is this year's Nobel Peace Prize winner.
We have found it paramount to, first of all, honor this very particular movement in Iran.
Vera Rice Anderson chairs the Norwegian Nobel Committee. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 73 degrees. It is mostly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Former area dentist Dr. Charles Stamatolis is out of jail again. He was released last weekend after serving 9 months on that misdemeanor battery charge. He was convicted of inappropriately touching an employee and pleaded no contest to charges of inappropriately touching several patients at his dental practice. Stamatolis still faces a civil case relating to that matter. He'll now await his next court appearance on a felony perjury charge. He's accused of lying about why he violated conditions of release from jail. He was granted a $15,000 bond in that case due back in court on October 30th. Two big-name hirings for Escambia County this week. They've hired Russell Clark as the new head of their IT department. He comes to Escambia County from Rutgers University. Also worked at Princeton and has experience in the banking industry. And as chief information officer, he'll take over the county's IT department. The county also announcing that they've hired Casey Lagarde to be their new strategic communications director. She spent 5 years as the public information officer for the city of Pensacola. And prior to that, also worked in the media relations office for Escambia County. Pensacola looking for an additional $4 million in funding to upgrade the Fricker Neighborhood Center.
What we would see is a potential future at Fricker where there would be a career source, a community health, those types of engagements right there at the neighborhood, at the community center.
And the city has already secured a $5.5 million grant for Hurricane Sally recovery for the Fricker Center, but they also believe that the additional funds would enable them to not just rebuild, but rebuild with something the community truly needs. They are looking for public comment on the Fricker Center until October 16th. A Pensacola man now charged for a fatal shooting on Massachusetts Avenue last year. 41-year-old Jeremy McConico has been extradited to Escambia County from a federal prison in Texas to face that charge. He's accused of shooting a man on Massachusetts Avenue in March of 2022. Escambia County says wait times are still a big issue on the EMS system. Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore telling News Radio one problem is people calling for an ambulance when really they just need to go to their primary care doctor or an urgent care facility.
We have an abnormally high call load compared to EMS systems our size. Usually some of the EMS systems our size and to the east of us, they're running, you know, 15,000, 20,000 calls a year. We're running around, you know, 66,000 calls a year.
And Gilmore says a lot of people call for ambulances for non-emergency situations, believing they'll go to the front of the line when they get to the emergency room, but he says that is actually not the case. Gilmore says typically after arriving in the ambulance, non-emergency cases still end up waiting in line at the ER. Well, a new state bill has been filed. If it's approved, it would designate a stretch of coastal highway from Miami to Jacksonville in honor of the legendary Jimmy Buffett. That's right. The bill would designate Florida State Road A1A as Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway. If approved, It would receive the honorary name, and signs could be up as soon as August of next year. 7:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, not showing really any slowdowns or delays. Corey Station was backed up a little bit this morning, and it looks like that's done. A little slow, actually, on 29, and this looks like it's southbound and northbound near International Paper. So use caution. I don't know if it's a train or not, or just the lights, maybe. Muskogee does not seem to be backed up, so it might not be a train. If you see an accident or a slowdown, though, certainly let us know. 437-1620 if you got those traffic tips. We appreciate it. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
30% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 87 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. Breezy conditions on Saturday as a cold front brings some cooler air into the area. 79 degrees for your high Saturday. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. For Sunday, high near 76, mostly sunny skies. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 55. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 73 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Koshinka with Your Money Now. According to a new study, blockbuster weight loss and diabetes drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic may be associated with an increased risk of three rare but severe stomach conditions in non-diabetic patients. The study comes as Novo Nordisk's Wegovy, Ozempic, and similar treatments skyrocket in popularity in the U.S. for their ability to cause dramatic weight loss over time. But those drugs are also facing increased scrutiny after some patients reported experiencing stomach paralysis and suicidal ideation while taking them. Levi Strauss has cut its full-year sales forecast as it missed Wall Street's quarterly revenue expectations and was dragged down by weaker shopping trends at department stores and big-box retailers. The company's more cautious outlook comes just 3 months after it already slashed its full-year profit outlook. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher after stocks closed little change yesterday. The Dow Industrials fell 10. The NASDAQ slipped 16. That's Your Money Now.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Today at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local news with News Radio's news team.
I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
I'm News Director Joe Ford. Local news radio is so important because during major events or emergencies, you may not always be near a TV. Your phone and internet may go out, but radio is easily accessible and often the first source for information you need to know.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Like sands through the black water, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Thanks, everyone, and welcome again to the Executive Committee meeting. Just a few reminders to help us have an orderly meeting. Please be mindful, whether elected official, staff, or citizen, speak only when you're recognized to speak so that we can have an orderly meeting and one person speaking at a time. Focus your comments on city business. I ask that you deliver your comments in a respectful manner. slanderous comments or aggression are not in order. When speaking, if you engage in slanderous commentary or behave in a way that is hostile, I will interrupt you.
No slander, no aggression, no hostility. Again, no slander. You will get interrupted if that's the case. Who's going to be the arbiter of slander? Because slander means to lie about somebody in a malicious way to harm their reputation. Well, I mean, she's a lawyer. I suppose she could tell the difference. But this is Mayor Heather Lindsay with a new intro monologue to the meetings the other day, which was a little bit more stern than previous warnings. I don't know if she crafted it herself, if Scott Collins in his first day on the job helped her craft this or not. But, you know, part of me kind of liked, I thought it was a little bit over the top in terms of what you can and can't do.
If a member of council thinks I should interrupt someone, you can state point of order and ask me as the chair to address the situation. As the chair, I will decide how to address the situation. From the podium, direct your comments to me as the chair.
Which is normal. That's normal. And she's saying if you disagree with somebody who's speaking, don't engage in a debate with them. Just tell me point of order and I will decide whether to interrupt them or not. It's my power after all.
Neither council nor city staff will be recognized to debate anyone at the podium.
Aw.
Council and city staff will be recognized to give their reports in due course at each meeting. And at that time, they can address any comments made by the public.
We can't have debates. It's like we can't have the Milton City Council meeting. Come on now.
Just as the public is expected to avoid slander and hostility, every member of the government and Milton staff are expected to meet the same standard to maintain decorum.
Wow, that's three warnings about slander from members of the public and also city council.
Any elected official, staff member, or citizen unwilling or unable to maintain decorum after warning will be removed from the chamber for the duration of the meeting. Thank you for your attention to these reminders so that we can have a meeting that is focused on city business, that's professional, that we can all be proud of.
I will remove any of y'all. I will remove anybody. I do not care. Okay, so most of the meeting went well. Welcomed Scott Collins to the proceedings.
We have a new face in the room. I hope everyone has recognized Mr. Scott Collins has started with us. Thank you, sir, for being with us.
Welcome.
Good to see you. We have a city manager. So thank you, Mr. Collins. Welcome.
Yay. So we have a city manager. Chief Tindall can go back out in the hallway, which is where he prefers to be. And everything was going smoothly. It was a fairly quick meeting until Bob Cole, the former county commissioner, got up to ask for a discussion about I think this is for the Butterfly House. And you just kind of have to know that in the background, the fighting over the Butterfly House at MOVE and the fighting over Keep Santa Rosa Beautiful, which his wife is on, I think, on the board, not present, but she's involved in that in leadership somehow or other, that, you know, these also have been sort of contentious things in the Milton City Council and the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. So he says,
having met the benchmark set forth by all the engineers, I, on behalf of KSRB membership and the community, respectfully request that a motion be made to move this variance so we can open the vivarium.
And so they're trying to do it for this weekend. That's not really possible because city council can't make a decision except advertise for the, I mean, they have to call a special meeting or something like that. So they can't really make a decision that quickly anyway. This is not on the agenda, which became a kind of a point of contention between the mayor and the Mr. Milstadt, who is presenting on, like, he brought it up in the forum, and then Milstadt was kind of explaining to the council where things stand.
Mr. Milstadt, I appreciate what you're saying, but the time to amend this agenda has passed.
I understand.
And it's not an action item. So if they want this added to the next agenda on Tuesday, I mean, but this should have been addressed. If you had addressed this with me in advance, we could have made sure this agenda got updated to include this.
Mayor.
I just had no idea. So I think this is a little bit awkward at this point since the public hasn't been noticed about this.
So that was the mayor's take, Jeff Snow, who, if you know, that's the kind of guy you heard in the background, mayor, and then he's going to have his say.
Councilman Snow, I guess you have an interest in this especially. Why don't you speak?
What's that comment about?
Well, I mean, you were prepared.
You have a special interest in this. Well, what does that comment mean?
What's that comment about?
Well, I mean, you were prepared for this item, it looks like.
No.
Okay.
I'm capable as a council member to decide if we need to add something or not. And this would not be the first time if this council decides to.
It also sounds like she's kind of implying there was some weird collaboration conspiracy between Milstadt and Snow to present this item when she wasn't informed. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of simmering, right? That's kind of this. Having watched enough of these meetings, I kind of know what they're hinting at.
So just because you're against the project doesn't
that's
mean
that's not true, sir. No. I'm not against the project.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry that you assumed that. My concern is transparency, and I had no idea there was a time constraint.
Well, I don't know either, so we're fixing to hear about it.
So what was the first big announcement she made?
Neither council nor city staff will be recognized to debate anyone at the podium.
Okay, so council or city staff aren't going to be back and forth debates, right? Don't engage in debate. Let them say their piece, you say their piece. What's she doing with Jeff Snow? They're bickering back and forth about this, which is exactly the thing that he's criticized her before about.
We had not received the engineer's review at the time that the agenda workshop meeting took place. So that's the reason it was not added to the agenda workshop meeting.
Well, we're right in the middle of persons to appear. So it sounds like this is a belated effort to change the agenda. And I appreciate former Commissioner Cole's advocacy. And it sounds like Councilman Snow wants to go ahead and amend the agenda now.
I didn't say that. I just said we're just trying to get some more information. You're always assuming of what I'm thinking, okay?
It sounded like that's what you were interested in. Well, I apologize.
And whenever
is there
I
more
say,
information
excuse
Mr.
me,
Mills
no, we're interrupting
that for now.
Okay.
it's like, you know, you want so bad for the kids to grow up. You know, you want so bad for them to get, like, the first job and to find the love of their life and to make a commitment and to buy a house and settle down, you know, get married, have kids. And then you just have all of this all the time.
Whether it's this item or any item, the council has a choice to whether this is a committee meeting, okay? So if we choose to add it, so be it. There's 8 members up here to make that decision. And if they don't make it together, then you would decide that. But just to, you know, again, Mayor, like I said that last meeting, you know, tone and how you respond to people that you don't agree with is just, you know, it's unprofessional.
So that's scene one. Look, the meeting was mostly fine. That was the one big moment of contention. There was actually a really beautiful moment of de-escalation later on. We'll get to that in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It's like it is a train in Cantonment at the mill at the International Paper. So use caution there. It is a little slow, mostly southbound, of course, at this point as people. But the train, as I understand, is moving, so it should start to pick up pretty fast. But it is backed up southbound, of course, on 29. Caution wherever you are. And if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text 437-1620 or traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you haven't heard, we've been talking about ProHealth Florida for a little while now. They're a relatively new advertiser for the show, and they do a really neat thing. They are a kind of a standalone medical clinic, and you can walk in 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, Saturdays 8 to 1 in the Pensacola location. They've got locations in Santa Rosa Beach, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit, Pensacola on College Parkway behind Sam's Club. So lots of locations. And, you know, 35 years locally, female-owned, best of the Bay, best of the Coast, best of Pensacola. And they're the kind of place where you can go, particularly maybe if you don't have insurance. Okay, because it's, you know, you can do fee for service, right? And they can do lab work and occupational health screenings and all kinds of stuff. But they also, if you don't have insurance or can't afford insurance, they have a ProHealth medical membership plan. It's $45 a month. You get unlimited primary care visits, zero copay, 24/7 teledoc, annual physical, annual flu shot, discount on lab work and procedures, both of which are reasonable to begin with. B12 shot monthly if that appeals to you, no catches. So if you want to know more, want to understand how they can help you or just kind of, you know, get familiar with them, either go to a location or stop by on the web at ProHealthFL.com. 7:48 on News Radio 92.3. Back to the City of Milton meeting that took place this week. The next area of, and I actually found this kind of a beautiful thing. You know, not everything has to be a fight. Sometimes you can de-escalate. And there was a bit of a bickering going on because the issue is that the historic preservation board wanted to add an opportunity for people to opt in to the historic zone even if they're not in it, and the planning board had said no. So you had these two subsidiaries, city council, kind of fighting with each other, and the citizens were also fighting with each other, and it's an issue that kind of keeps coming back, and they keep swatting it down, and there's, you know, strong opinions. Okay, so this had shown up again on the agenda, even though at the previous meeting they had voted it down. Voted it down with the mayor as the tiebreaker when I think two city council members were not there who probably would have voted for it. So it can be added back on, but it would have to be added back on. It shouldn't really have been on the agenda. And everybody was a little bit baffled as to why it was once they realized this. So Chief Tony Tindall, who, you know, police chief, he's out in the hall doing security. That's the way he likes to describe it. And he always said, I like being in the hall better than I like being in the box, because he was in the penalty box for a while as a city administrator. And he came in and said,
hey, Chief.
Hey, good evening. I like it better out here. So,
And just to let y'all know that the council didn't have anything to do with putting this on the agenda. It's my fault.
So you're in a position where everybody's distrustful, right? Like, all these people are thinking there's these plots going on, when in fact it's just, you know, an administrative error.
I didn't understand clearly that y'all didn't want it to come to this one. And so, you know, it's my fault. I'm the one that put it on there.
No, sir, it's not. My fault. but thank you for being so gracious, Chief.
Well, you know, I mean, it's not anything that that anybody put on the agenda to try and be sneaky or get it back on, or they didn't agree with the vote. That's not the way that staff makes decisions. But so just clear there. It apparently was an error that we put it on there, and we take responsibility for it. But, you know, in our positions, we're living and learning.
Amen. See, that's why he's a good cop. Because you de-escalated, you took responsibility, took the blame. It's not, there's no nefarious plot. See, like, everything is a plot. From everybody's so distrustful of Milton, of everybody else, that everything's a plot, everything's a personal attack, everything's some subtle meaning or whatever. So this is really a nice adult moment by the police chief, who had been briefly the city administrator for a minute, our city manager for a minute. And then this just weird way the meeting kind of ended.
They all voted and it's unanimous. It's just not showing up.
Thank you so much, Molly. Okay, good job, folks. So you know what? Y'all voted unanimously on every single thing. Y'all got one big consent agenda next week. Nicely done.
See, total agreement about everything. The meeting on Tuesday might just be a couple of minutes long, and maybe we'll go zero drama for once. We can hope. 7:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here, Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play, Pensacola. Tune in this morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? Because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit atr.org/cutspending.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much.
We got the funniest text in here. Somebody says, If that Scott Collins comes in here and cancels my favorite soap opera, I'm going to be so angry.
Dude, same.
So
I'm going to quote Cousin Eddie. It's best to just let him finish, Scott. Don't.
In the grand scheme of things, would you rather have a functional as opposed to a dysfunctional Milton? Or would you rather, I mean, you know, and then we can't have all this fun. Or would you rather have functional Milton because Scott Collins is there and it's boring and I don't even bother covering it much anymore? Oh.
See,
I want the best for Milton.
I know. Otherwise, it'll be like Pensacola. I'm sorry. No, yeah, I'm sorry. No, you go right ahead.
Oh, you let your phone ring. The drama.
No, that's great. I appreciate what everybody does.
Oh, man. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. Oh, sorry, David. Hold on just a second. Candy's got traffic first. I'm always making
your
you
face,
wait.
Wayne.
I'm sorry.
It looks like just southbound on 29 right near Muskogee, of course, is slow. And as I understand, yes, it was a long train, but it looks like it is moving. So that's good. And that's the slowdown that we see right now. If you see an accident or a slowdown, traffic at 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. I mean, he was before,
all right,
but now
finally,
I'm
finally, my turn.
Yeah, right.
I'm excited. UAW President Sean Fain planning to make another announcement on Facebook Live today regarding a possible expansion of the UAW strike against the big three automakers. That's scheduled, I believe, for 1 o'clock this afternoon. The Biden administration waiving federal laws to allow for border wall construction in Texas. Department of Homeland Security has announced that the administration will be waiving 26 federal laws to allow for wall construction in South Texas. And one of the big trending topics on X or Twitter or whatever it is this morning, Hillary Clinton did an interview yesterday with CNN. Of course, she was talking about Donald Trump and alleged MAGA extremists when she made these comments. I'm sorry, it's a little bit long, but I wanted to make sure I didn't lose any context.
And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen.
And how do you?
And
those
that again?
A formal deprogramming of the cult members.
Right.
I
no,
believe
who was
is
speaking?
That was Hillary Clinton.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Hillary
I just
Clinton.
Didn't recognize her voice. That's my fault. Sorry.
So that's that. Those particular comments there are seeing a lot of criticism, I guess you could say, this morning online.
Oh man, I'm gonna. I know people for whom the evidence does not matter. To whom any even slight hint of criticism of former President Trump is absolute betrayal, and who that does not matter what he does or says, no matter what the irrationality or the evidence against it, it does not sway their loyalty.
That is true. I know people like that as well.
And if you think that there are not a lot of people in this category, I don't know who you're not talking
but
to.
But on the flip side, there's also people, you know, for, you know, President Biden or a lot of the Democrats that are the same way.
There are to some it's different with Trump. It just is because he's different. He is fundamentally different from any other politician in my lifetime.
He does have that, what would you say, cult of personality.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, that's what that term was created to mean, is that kind of reverence, adoration, jubilee, all of that stuff, which is, listen, that's a concern because everybody's a person. Okay, everybody's got their flaws and their foibles and their weaknesses and their imperfections. And, I mean, that's kind of like, you know, core Christian doctrine, right? Plus, it's just, you know, evidence of reality shows you that that's the case. And that's that inability to see and recognize the flaws is one of the concerns. Now, I know other people who are very devoted Trump fans who do recognize the flaws and do see them and are open-eyed about that. And but there are people for whom it's like, it does not matter. It does not matter. Nothing penetrates. And that's concerning for anybody in political office, for sure. David, without agreeing with Hillary, but with there's something to that claim. It's not completely crazy, but it is hard to hear it from her. We'll put it that way. We'll be back.